We want to turn to Genesis and the chapter 40, the passage we read together. Book of Genesis and the chapter 40. And I want to speak to the last verse of this book, this chapter. It says, "Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forget him." The chief butler, he forgot about Joseph. Forgetting Joseph is really the title of our sermon today. And let's look to the Lord for his help. Father in heaven, we thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for the word of God. We can turn to it, and we pray that will bless it to our hearts. Lord, we're not unmindful as we gather in thy presence of those who mourn. Today we think of the Balance family circle. And Lord, we think of William and Mark and Karen and all the family circle. We pray that will comfort. We pray that will help them this time. Thank you, time of trouble. We have a friend in the Lord Jesus. And pray that will bend that home and that will strengthen them. And they will know that all around them and underneath are the everlasting arms of a wonderful God. We pray now for help, Lord, to preach the word you've laid upon our heart. We pray about word in season. And that will give the congregation a heart to understand and ears to hear thy word today. It may be a blessing to all of us. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. "Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him." One of the greatest men in the Bible is Joseph. And we can see right from a very early age that Joseph, he was a man of integrity, a man of purity, a man of honesty. In his home, he was set apart from all his brothers by his dreams, because God spoke to Joseph. By his dress, Joseph stood out in the family home. He had this coat of many colors. By his devotion to the Lord, Joseph was totally different than his brethren. He was one who stood out as a man who loved the Lord. He is without doubt one of the greatest types of Christ that can be found in the Bible. You can think of Joseph being forsaken, how his brethren rose up against Joseph. This man who was honest, this man who was godly, he was pure. There was nothing evil in him for his brothers to get a hold of Joseph and to put him into a pit and to sell him for 20 pieces of silver. But Joseph was forsaken. You think of Christ. It says there in Matthew or in Mark 14 verse 50, "And they all forsook him and fled." The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, here he was in his time of trouble. There we find all his disciples, even bold Peter. Peter says, "Lord, I'll never deny thee. I will never fail thee." But we find Peter turning his back, and he fled, and they all forsook him. But so was Joseph. He was forsaken. He was fettered, even as an innocent man in Genesis 39 and the verse 20. We find him here, and Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison. There he is, Joseph. This one he's taken hold upon by the prison officer, and he's cast down into prison, and he's put in chains. Was the Lord Jesus Christ not fettered? In Matthew 27, verse 2, it says that when they bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate. There's Christ, the Savior of the world. We find evil hands taking hold upon Christ, and they fettered Christ. Think of Joseph. Think about his forgiveness. Even when his brother later comes to Joseph and they bowed to Joseph, Joseph didn't despise him. He didn't reject him. But what do we find? He forgave them. There was forgiveness with Joseph. And I can say today in this service, there's forgiveness with Christ. Despite all your sin that you have committed against him, if you humble yourself, if you repent from your sin, if you come to the Lord Jesus today and ask him to forgive you for your sins, there's forgiveness with the Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts 13, verse 38, "Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins." There's forgiveness with Christ. And maybe some of God's people has fallen deeply into sin. There's forgiveness. There's forgiveness with you, with Jesus Christ. Just like Joseph. Think about his fame. It says there in Genesis 45 verse 9, that God had made him Lord of all Egypt. Oh, he was exalted. He was taken out of the prison, Joseph. This one who was despised, he was rejected, he was taken out of prison. There he is. He's Lord of all Egypt. We're glad in this pulpit we can say to everyone that Jesus Christ is Lord. The day the world's rejecting Christ, despising Christ, but he's Lord. In Philippians 2 verse 11, it tells me, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess, and everyone in this congregation one day will bow before Jesus Christ, and you will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, whether you're saved or whether you're not saved. That day is coming to all of us. And I would suggest to you, if you're not saved, bow down today and accept him as Lord before it's too late. Before it's too late, you'll lose your soul for all eternity. Jesus Christ is Lord. Fall down, forsake your sin, put your faith and trust in him. He will save you. There's many in the service today. He's my Lord and he's my Savior. And Joseph's fame, and then he was forgotten, because it tells us here about this butler whom he had met in prison, whom he had been kind to. But it tells us when he got out that he did something. He forgot all about Joseph. Forgot to remember Joseph. And how true it is of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are times that we wander away from Christ. There are times we forget all about him. We forget about his words. We forget about his laws, his commandments. We forget all about his love. It's just the same with God's people. The times we forget the Lord Jesus. And the butler, yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forget him. He forgot Joseph, the one he met in prison, the one he had been kind to. He forgot all about him. I want us to think about this forgetting of Joseph that's mentioned in our text. I want to think first of all about his sin. What a great sin this was for the butler that committed against Joseph. If there was one person he should have remembered, it was Joseph. After all what Joseph had been to him, after all what Joseph had done for him in the prison, he was one who had an experience of meeting Joseph. And Joseph had given a charge to him there that is found in verse 14. Because when he gives him the interpretation of a dream, look what he says in verse 14 to this butler. But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. And here's Joseph speaking personally unto this butler. And he says to him, think upon me, and show kindness unto me, and make mention of me. When you get into Pharaoh's house, and when you stand before Pharaoh, well, make mention of me, and bring me out of this house. He charged him. He says, remember me. Don't forget about me. When you get back into the palace, when you get back in before Pharaoh, please remember me and bring me out of this place and show kindness to me. And four times you have me. He discharged Gibbeton. But he forgot all about Joseph. He disobeyed the charge of Joseph. And I read this Bible, we are told many times to remember. We are told, of course, in Exodus 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Isn't that amazing? God tells us this commandment to remember it. Why is that? Because we can't forget it. And maybe there's some in the congregation, you forget all about the Sabbath day. Yes, you come to church, but when you go home from church, it's a different story altogether. And there are things being done that should not be done. You need to remember the Sabbath day. You're forgetting, in a sense, Joseph. You're forgetting Christ. In 1 Chronicles 16, verse 20, it says, remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. We are to remember all the wonderful works and all the great things that the Lord has done. How he has saved us. How he has delivered us from the wrath of God to come. How he has given us everlasting life. We are to remember. We are to remember his wonderful works. But there's times we forget. We are to remember his death. Does he not say this, do the remembrance of me? Can I say to you, child of God, Do you come to the Lord's table? Do you obey us? The Lord Jesus took the bread and the cup and he says, this do in remembrance of me. And every child of God who's washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and who's following Christ should be at the Lord's table, because if we don't, we're failing to remember Christ's death. His resurrection, we're told to remember. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 8, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead. We are to remember these things of Christ, his resurrection. In Deuteronomy 8 verse 18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. And throughout the Bible we're told time and time and time again to remember. Remember thou was a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Remember. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's times we forget him. There's times we forget him, just like a chief butler. Joseph looked him in the eye and said, listen, remember me, show kindness unto me, speak well of me, and bring me out of this place. Remember me. But he forgot him. And maybe some of God's people here today, you haven't remembered what Christ has done for you. You don't remember. You push them back in your thoughts. That's a great sin. This man sinned against the charge of Joseph. He forgot him. He did not remember Joseph. Joseph's charge, and Joseph's cure to him as well. When he and the baker were both cast into prison, they found themselves under somebody's cure. And whose cure was that? Well, it was the cure of Joseph. In verse 4, and the chief captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them. And listen, Joseph served them. Here's these boys cast into prison, and here's a man coming in, and he's looking after them. And he's bringing the food to them, and he's bringing the water to them, and he's meeting their every need. Now, who is this man? Well, it's Joseph. There's nobody showing kindness to this man in the prison. No, none but Joseph. But you know, he forgot him. That's the astonishing thing about it. He forgot all about Joseph, and there's nobody cared for him in this prison. None but Joseph, but he forgot him. Do you and I not do the same things? Do we not turn away from Christ at times? Do you not wander away from the Lord Jesus? In Jeremiah 2, verse 32, it says, can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Here's what God said. Yet my people have forgotten me. Isn't that amazing? Yet my people has forgotten me. He is not in their life the way he should be. He is not in their thoughts. No, they have forgotten him. And that is a great sin. Because we have had great experience of the Lord's care to us. He has watched over us. He has met our every need. When we have been in trouble, we have turned to him. Whatever we have needed, we have prayed to him. We have proven Christ time and time and time again. And yet we forget about him. This man had an experience with Joseph. Joseph cared for him. Joseph watched over him. Joseph served him in the prison. But listen, he forgot him. And how the Lord Jesus has served us. In all his goodness and all his mercy. The Bible says in Philippians 4 verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And all our needs has been met by the hand of Jesus Christ. But we've forgotten all about him. Some of you are today, child of God. You're just like the butler. Just like the butler we've read about here. Oh, he has looked after you, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has cared for you. But you've pushed him back in your life. Pushed him back in your heart. Not your thoughts the way he wants, you see. You're just like the butler. This is a sin, the butler and the sin. He had Joseph's companionship as well. You see in verse 3. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. When the butler found himself cast into prison, he found himself alongside Joseph. Joseph, of course, himself was in bounds. He was a fellow prisoner. I have no doubt they would have talked together. They would have ate together. They were, in a sense, cellmates. Because it tells us they cast him in to the very place, the very prison where Joseph was bowed. Joseph was his friend. Joseph would have been his friend. Joseph was his companion. You could see his cure as we had said of him. But he forgot all about him. He forgot him. And I'm glad to say the Lord Jesus Christ, he's a friend. He's our friend. And there's no friend like the Lord Jesus Christ to God's people. In Proverbs 18, verse 24, and there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's a close friend. And every child of God in this service can say, it doesn't matter if you're saved for 40 years or 10 years. You have proven there's no friend in life, no friend in life like the Lord Jesus. He's our best friend. He's a companion. And you have a kind child of God when you're brokenhearted, in tears, your back's been against the wall, in a sense you've been at very witch end corner. But you find your friend there. The Lord Jesus. He's never failed you. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake. Every time you needed him, he was there. He's been your companion. But you've forgotten about him. You pushed him to the back of your mind today. It says in Psalm 9, verse 17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Oh, we're talking here about the heathen. We're talking here about the wicked. They have no problem forgetting about God. They want nothing to do with Christ. They want nothing to do with His Word. They don't want anything to do with the gospel of Jesus Christ or the Word of God. They have no problem forgetting God. But what a sin for God's people to forget Him. They turn their back on Christ and go astray. You see, he had Joseph's companionship, but he forgot Joseph. And Joseph's concern for him as well. You see, verse 6 and 7, Joseph came in this morning, and behold, they were sad. He said at the end of verse 7, wherefore look ye so sadly today. Joseph comes in, and he sees his miserable countenance. There they were sitting down in the dumps, the butler and the baker. I don't need of anybody else inquiring about these men. Why do you look so sickly? Why did you look so sad? But you know there was one there who did care for them. It was Joseph. And Joseph said to these men, Why is it you look so sadly today? Why is it? You see, he had a concern for them. He had a concern for these fellows, for their well-being. And yet, this man forgot him. He forgot him. It's not true of God's people who sorrow and distress. We know my Savior cured. Did we not sing that hymn together? Does Jesus cure when my heart is pain? Too deeply for mirth or song is a burden's press, and the cure's distress, and the way grows weary and long. Oh yes, He cures, I know He cures. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cures. And every child of God here knows, as it says in Hebrews 4 and verse 15, that the Lord Jesus Christ is one who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And we know He cures, and we have proven that He cures. And yet we forget Him. We forget the Lord Jesus. The butler forgot all about Joseph and all His love and all His mercy. He had Joseph's communication as well, because we read how Joseph told him the interpretation of a dream in verse 12 and 13. You're getting out of prison. You'll soon be pressing into the cup in Pharaoh's hand. You'll be brought back into the palace. And he tells him the word, and he tells him the communication, and he spoke to Joseph. But he forgot all about him. He forgot all about him. Now you're beginning to see the great sin that the butler committed, yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph? Terrible thing. Joseph was so kind and loving and cared for him. Joseph helped him in his time of need, but he forgot all about Joseph. What about you and I? Has the Lord given you and I His Word? And many times we've had blessings from the Word of God. He says in John 17, verse 14, I have given them Thy Word. I have given them. Father, he's praying the high priestly prayer to God of heaven. I have given unto them thy word. And we have the word of God today. But you've forgotten all about Christ. You've wandered astray. Thinking of God's people. That's a great sin, to forget Christ. And maybe there's some of our young people here today brought up in our Sunday school and Bible class and brought up in the Word of the Lord, and you've gone astray and into the world, and you've pushed all of this, all the teachings, way to the one side, and you've forgotten all about the law of God, forgotten all about the gospel of Christ, forgotten all about the love of the Lord Jesus. Just like the butler. You've had all the blessings, and there are many blessings even given to unsaved in this life. Christian homes and food and health and strength and all the blessings. But you've forgotten all about Christ. Not in your thoughts. Not in your heart. That's terrible. The butler did it. Despite all the blessings. Are you doing this? This is where it finds you here, even God's people, backsliders, those who's not saved. You've forgotten all about Joseph. All about Christ. That's the butler and his sin. Look at the butler and his season here, forgetfulness, because it says in chapter 41, verse 1, it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed. Behold, he stood by the river. The 2 years referred to, here's the time that the butler forgot about Joseph. It was not that he forgot about Joseph for one day. He said, oh, suddenly, the next day I remembered, oh, I forgot about that boy down in the cell. After all the excitement of getting back into the palace, getting back to work again, he said, well, he's taken up with everything again. Or the first week, or, well, the next week, 2 weeks, 2 months. But it tells us here, it was 2 years. 2 years this man had not remembered the kindness and the goodness and the love and the care of Joseph. And there was no excuse for such an effort. He could not say that he was too busy. He could not say, well, I'm too old to remember. The son has problems remembering things. He could not say he was too old, but he's still working in the palace. He left Joseph for 2 years, lying down in the cell. There he is, Joseph, the one who loved them, the one who helped them, the one who cared for them. There he is, Joseph, is still down in the prison for 2 years. How long have you left Christ? How long have you forgotten about Christ? In Jeremiah 2, verse 32, yet my people have forgotten me days without number. God says, I couldn't number them. They have forgotten his love, his mercy, all his goodness to them. And the Lord says here through the prophet Jeremiah, my people have forgotten me days without number. It's a long time. It's amazing how this can be done. But God's people do forget the Lord. Times without number. You think of there of Ruth, or sorry, Naomi in the book of Ruth. She left the country of the Bethlehem, dwelt in the land of Moab for 10 years. 10 years away from God. 10 years in the wrong place. 10 years of trouble and distress. But there she was for 10 years. How long have you been away? How long have you left Christ, in a sense? How long have you pushed them out of your heart and out of your mind? How long? How long have you forgotten all about Christ? There's some people that have been backslidden for many years. They've forgotten all about Christ. 2 years this man never remembered about Joseph. There he is in the palace. There is Joseph down in the cell. But he forgot him. For 2 years. How long, how long have you forgotten me, says the Lord, God of heaven? Days without number. A long time. See the season of his forgetfulness. For 2 years. We sing that hymn, I've wandered far away from God. Maybe that's for some of God's people has wandered far away. Many days journey. Many years of journey. You're cold at heart today. You've lost your first love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Not going on the way you should, and reading the Word of God the way you should. Serving Christ the way you should. Oh, you've forgotten all about Christ. And I say to young people who are not saved, you've forgotten all about Christ.
You've forgotten all about the stories you heard from the Sunday school teachers and all the teachings from your parents and all the sermons from this pulpit. You've forgotten all about them. You've forgotten Christ. The butler forgot all about Joseph. People pushing Christ out of their mind and out of their hearts for a long time. I see the butler of the selfishness in this, because how selfish it was of this man to forget all about Joseph. Why was it he forgot all about Joseph? I think the only reason I can say was, humanly speaking, of course, he was solely occupied with himself. Here's a man, remember, living the high life. Look where he was. He was in the palace. He was in the palace of the king. He was standing right beside the king. He was serving the king. He had this high position. Think about his possessions. Think about the high paid, the high wages of the job, the riches, the pleasures, all of those things that would come into living in such a place. We read of Moses in Hebrews 11, verse 25. He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He knew about all the pleasures he could have there in the palace. Moses, he forsook them. He turned his back on them. He says, I want Christ. I want salvation. I want the people of God. He did not want all of this riches, all of these possessions, and all of these pleasures. He turned his back on them. Think of this man, Butler. That's where he was. Surrounded with the position, the possessions, and the pleasures of the kingdom. He forgot all about Joseph. He only thought about himself. Only thought about himself. His heart is full of pride. What he can get in this world, that's what he was thinking about. And he forgot all about Joseph. We do know sometimes that God's people do live for themselves. And we're warned in God's word in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 11. Moses is speaking here to the children of Israel. And he said these words, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, and not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and have built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God. But notice what he tells him. You can go into this land, and you will be blessed. And your houses shall be full, and the herds and thy flocks shall be multiplied, and thy silver and gold shall be multiplied, and they're going to have great blessings. But what is going to happen? Thou shalt forget the Lord thy God. And God is warning, and Moses is warning these people about this. You're going into the promised land, you're going to receive great blessings, numerous blessings. You're going to receive an increase in everything. Beware, because you forget the Lord thy God. And that's what's happened to some of God's people today. God has really blessed us. Every one of us has received great blessings. You have your employment, you have your friends, you have your family, you have your position, you have your money, you have this, you have that, and you're living for things of the world. It's all you ever lived for, and you've seen, and you've put Christ to the one side. You see, you've forgotten about him. Because of the selfishness of this butler, he forgot all about Joseph. And you know what Apostle Paul said one time? For me to live is Christ. He was going to live for Christ. Not for himself. Not for his own pride. Not for his own pleasures. Not for his own position. He's going to live. He's going to live for Christ. And that's how you and I to live. We're to live for Christ. Of course you have to do your work. Of course you have to get bread upon the table to look after your family. We're not saying not to do those things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Christ is to be first. Some people have gone the other way around. Yes, they're saved. They've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. But they've forgotten all about Christ. Can I say to you, ye did run well. What did hinder ye?
What has hindered you, child of God? Now, only you can answer that. And I'm not asking for a public outcry of an answer from your heart today. Why is it you've forgotten all about Christ? Why is it you've wandered astray from Christ? Is it because of your selfishness? Is it because of your family or other circumstances has taken and you've forgotten all about them?
But he hasn't forgotten about you. And that's great news. You may have forgotten about him, but Christ has not forgotten about you. And that's a great message in the Bible.
Because there you have the solution to the forgetfulness, because we find here that Joseph was brought to the mind and attention of this butler. And what brought it? Nothing but an intervention from God. I would say this man would have went on for a year after. We're talking about 2 years. The years would have went on to 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. But God stepped in. God stepped into the very palace. And he gave Pharaoh a dream, and Pharaoh was shaken. And he called all his wise men. And who can tell me? Who can tell me the dream? Who can tell me? Nobody could tell him. Nobody in the wise men could tell him a dream. He found in chapter 41 and verse 9. And if you look at verse 9, then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my fault this day. Here's a man now brought face to face with his sin, with his fault. He says, I do remember my fault. And he starts to tell him about his dream and the interpretation and about this man, this Hebrew man. Joseph was down there in the prison and he told us all about the dream. And Pharaoh says, get him up, and they bring Joseph out of prison. And Joseph's in the palace. He remembered Joseph because God dealt with him. I wonder today, has the Lord been dealing with you? Well, there's some unsaved in the meeting. You've lived your life for years now, and you forgot all about Christ and all the teachings, but you know it's right. The Lord's been dealing with your heart. And you're maybe even saying, I hope you do. I do remember my faults, my sins, and come to Christ then, and he will save you and forgive you. And even God's people today, who's forgotten all about Christ, wander far away from the Lord Jesus. You say, I do remember my faults today. I have forgotten all about Christ. My life has been upside down. I need his soul. I need his forgiveness. Because the Lord has dealt with your heart. And you will remember Christ. And how he died upon the cross for us, shed his blood. How his mercy is so rich and so free. Even all of us today can remember the Lord Jesus and his wonderful love, how he left heaven, came into this world, and bled and died upon the cross to save us from our sins. We can remind ourselves of that today. Remind ourselves of his welcome. Come to Jesus Christ. Come for cleansing. Come for forgiveness. Come and receive mercy. You can remember all these things. You see, you must remember your faults. Confess your faults. And rectify. That's what he did. He rectified what he forgot. You rectify what's wrong in your life, child of God, and you know the blessing of the Lord. And for those who's not saved, that you'll come to Christ. You see, the butler forgot Joseph. Oh, that I would not forget Christ. Oh, child of God, that you'll forget him no longer. That you'll remember Christ and all his love and all his mercy to each and every one of us. If I can help anyone, if any questions, if we'd like to speak with you after the meeting. And we pray for those who's wandered far away, you'll come back to your first love. Amen. We'll sing together a couple of verses. A great hymn, 269. 269, we'll sing verse 1. First three verses we'll sing. You see, verse 2. 269, verse 2 said, I've wasted many precious years. Now I'm coming home. Maybe that is you. You have wasted many precious years. You've forgot Christ a long time. And now it's time to settle this matter. Get the joy of the Lord in your heart again. Even this morning. We'll sing the first three verses. We'll stand the same page. 269. Our loving Father in heaven, we thank you for your presence, for your help. We pray your word has touched hearts, Lord. And maybe some of your people need to remember Christ again and all his love and mercy. And for those, Lord, who has put you out of their mind altogether, they've lived the life now of sin for many years. We pray as we've been singing, Lord, I'm coming home. We pray that you'll save them by thy grace. We pray you be with us. And take our separate ways, Lord, your homes in safety. Keep your hand upon each and every one of us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.